This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the government is moving towards opening up the nuclear sector for private players. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus in Hyderabad through video conferencing from New Delhi yesterday, highlighting that just as space sector was opened for private entities by the government, the Prime Minister said the scope of other reforms is continuously increasing.
जैसे हमने स्पेस इनोवेशन को प्राइवेट सेक्टर के लिए ओपन किया, वैसे ही हम न्यूक्लियर सेक्टर को भी ओपन करने की तरफ आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। इस सेक्टर में भी हम प्राइवेट सेक्टर की सशक्त भूमिका की नींव रखने जा रहे हैं। इससे स्मॉल मॉड्यूलर रिएक्टर, एडवांस रिएक्टर्स और न्यूक्लियर इनोवेशन में अवसर बनेंगे। यह रिफॉर्म हमारी एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी और टेक्नोलॉजिकल लीडरशिप को नई शक्ति देगा।
On the occasion, the Prime Minister also unveiled Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram 1, with capability to launch satellites. He said India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Lucknow today, where she will take part in two functions. President will grace the launch ceremony of the Brahma Kumari's annual theme for 2025-26, Meditation for World Unity and Trust. The President will also grace the closing ceremony of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides and address its 19th National Jamboree. The Assam Legislative Assembly yesterday passed the Assam Prohibition of Polygamy Bill 2025 aimed at reinforcing marital accountability and protecting women's rights. The legislation establishes one of the strictest legal frameworks against polygamy in the country. The bill, introduced on the first day of the winter session, seeks to criminalize entering into a second marriage without legally dissolving the first. It includes provisions of up to 10 years' imprisonment for individuals who conceal a previous marriage and up to 7 years' imprisonment for entering into a second marriage without dissolving the first. Indian Naval Academy Erimala will host the passing out parade for the autumn term on the 29th of this month. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan will review the parade as the reviewing officer. Ministry of Defence said that the event marks the culmination of an intensive and transformative training regimen as cadets prepare to join the ranks of the Indian Navy, Indian Coast Guard and friendly foreign navies as officers. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla met President of the Transitional Legislative Assembly of Burkina Faso, Ousmane Baguma, and his accompanying delegation in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, the speaker said they exchanged views on the ties between the two countries and the growing development-oriented partnership that continues to add new dimensions to the bilateral cooperation. The speaker assured Mr. Baguma of India's continued support in advancing Burkina Faso's development goals. The Supreme Court has asked the centre to consider bringing a stringent law to deal with derogatory remarks against persons with disabilities. The top court asked the centre to consider framing a statute to make derogatory remarks ridiculing persons with disabilities and rare genetic disorders a penal offence on the lines of the SC/ST Act. A bench comprising Chief Justice Suryakant and Justice Jayamalya Bagchi yesterday said there is a need for a neutral, independent and autonomous body to regulate obscene, offensive or illegal content on online platforms. In Hong Kong, the death toll from a fire that tore through an apartment complex has risen to 83. More than 280 people remained missing as authorities warned that the numbers could rise further as many people are still trapped in the buildings. Total 76 people were injured, including 15 in critical condition and 28 listed as serious. Cyclonic storm Dithwa over coastal Sri Lanka and adjoining southwest Bay of Bengal has moved north-northwestwards with a speed of 13 km per hour, according to the latest update by the Weather Department. In football, India will lock horns with Lebanon in the AFC Under-17 Asia Cup Saudi Arabia 2026 qualifiers Group D clash at Eka Arena in Ahmedabad, Gujarat today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.